Hi there. I'm going to speak today about the relationship of severe mental illness with childhood neglect and abuse and substance abuse. As you probably know, a number of investigators have reported that there is a significant link between childhood abuse and substance abuse. I'm just going to share with you some data from my own research group. This is from a published paper. And you can see this is for child sexual abuse. We find in women with an average age of about 30 that you can see that nicotine and marijuana use is significantly related to child sexual abuse. And you'll notice that the alcohol and cocaine use is not. Now, this is a sample of about 105 women. For emotional abuse, you can see, again, we see the same pattern that nicotine and marijuana use seem to be associated with child emotional abuse, and alcohol and cocaine aren't. I might point out to you, if you look, there's quite a large number of people in our sample who do abuse alcohol, and that might be, you notice, in the no emotional abuse group. There's quite a number of people who are using alcohol. And then finally, for physical abuse, you can also see that nicotine and marijuana are significantly associated with physical abuse, and cocaine use is as well for this group. Now, even though I am a co-author on this published paper, I'm not reluctant to admit that I think that there are weaknesses to this paper. This was a telephone survey of women who answered ads either placed in newspapers or on bulletin boards in supermarkets, and they basically self-reported. The telephone interviewer would read the definition for child sexual abuse and say, "Were you a victim of child sexual abuse?" So in this case, they were self-reported definitions of whether or not they were abused as children. In addition, when it came to the substance use, they were also asked, have you ever used these substances, and how much have you used them in the past 30 days? So I really thought that this study needed to be redone using validated measures, empirically validated measures, that would tell us whether or not the women had been seriously abused, and as well to give us a more validated measure of their substance use. And so, as I've said already, this study is going to examine the effect of severe mental illness on alcohol and drug use in women who have been abused or neglected as children. This was a community sample of 210 women. We recruited this subjects just as we did before through newspaper ads, little posters placed on bulletin boards in supermarkets and around town. We offered to pay people $75 to come to the lab and fill out our surveys. In the last study, we actually gave them $25 little gift cards. We paid them more to come into the lab and fill out the surveys. You can see then, of these 210 women, more than 90% of them were Caucasian. You can see the age group. They look like they're pretty well educated, which is probably true for a community sample of volunteers. And I always like to have a kind of a mental image of my participants, and so we weighed them and got their height when they came in as well. As you probably know, a BMI between 20 and 25 is normal weight, so on average these women were a little bit overweight with the standard deviation of 6.5. The instruments I chose to use were two validated measures. The MCMI is 175 questions. It has 24 scales, and there are 10 clinical scales. Of those 10 clinical scales, three are said to measure severe mental illness, and those three scales are thought disorder, major depression, and delusional disorder. As well, the MCMI also allows us to measure alcohol dependence and drug dependence, and they have validated cutoffs that we used as a marker for whether or not the women had any of these severe mental illness markers or whether they had alcohol or drug dependence. In addition, we use something called the Childhood Trauma Questionnaire, another well-validated instrument used by clinicians, and it allows us then to get severity measures for physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, as well as emotional and physical neglect. And again, it allows us to measure on a scale, to measure anywhere from no abuse and neglect all the way to severe. And in this study, I chose to look at the women who qualified with moderate or severe abuse as children. What we can find, and I'll just run through these descriptive statistics quickly for you. You can see then that the ads that we placed said, if you have been a victim of childhood abuse or neglect and would like to participate in a study, please contact us, and gave the phone number and said that a $75 stipend would be given. And so of the women who called, 64%, you can read them yourself, so over half of them had emotional abuse, over half of them claimed that they were measured to have emotional neglect, and it was less so for women who were physically sexually abused or physically neglected. Now again, there is some overlap here. About 24% of the women had scored high enough in two of the categories, about 13% scored in three, and then less than 4% scored for four or more. So there is some overlap. And in addition, I was very surprised that only 5.8% met the cutoff for alcohol dependence, and there was actually a higher percentage that met the cutoff for drug dependence. And furthermore, you can see then that about a quarter of the women qualified as having major depression, and then we found delusional symptoms in 10%, and in about 8% thought disorders, and these were by and large non-overlapping categories. In any case then, you can see when we compare for the women who were moderately, severely, emotionally abused as children, looking at alcohol dependence first, you can see that for depression and for delusional disorder, you can see that those women with those severe symptoms of severe mental illness use alcohol at a much higher rate than those who are not depressed. And with thought disorder, you see that trend doesn't hold. Over for drug dependence, you'll notice that with delusions, there is again that big effect that women with delusional thought disorders are much more likely to be drug dependent than women who are not. But I'll tell you, and I'm going to actually show you all the statistics in a couple slides from here, but I just want to tell you that the ones with depression and thought disorder are not statistically significant. With physical abuse, again, we see the same kind of pattern. Depression and delusional disorder are strongly associated with alcohol dependence, increased likelihood of alcohol dependence, and then for drug dependence, we find delusional disorder is significantly linked with increased likelihood, but not depression or thought disorder. For sexual abuse, we see then delusional disorder, but not depression or thought disorder for alcohol dependence. And then the same thing holds for drug dependence. Delusional disorder is significantly associated with a higher likelihood of drug dependence. You'll see then it's not true at all for depression or thought disorder. We have two more. Emotional neglect. Remember, a large percentage of the women were emotionally neglected, and we can see then that depression and delusional disorder are both associated with higher rates of alcohol dependence, and then for drug dependence, we find that only delusional disorder for women that have been emotionally neglected. And then for physical neglect, you can see the same kind of pattern that alcohol dependence seems to be associated with a higher likelihood with delusional disorder, and the same thing is true for drug dependence, but depression and thought disorder do not increase the likelihood, it appears, of drug dependence. What I have here is the odds ratios, and I know I'm throwing a lot of number at you, so I didn't put the chi-square, which would measure the significance of these associations. And I'll tell you that a chi-square greater than, I'm sorry, an odds ratio greater than 3 would be significant. And so you can see then for depression, physical abuse and physical neglect, I'm sorry, physical abuse and emotional neglect, those women who suffered physical abuse and emotional neglect as children and are depressed are more likely to have alcohol dependence than those who are not depressed. And you can see then that there is no association at all with thought disorder. And in fact, because these numbers, this is the odds ratios, because it is less than 1, it means that actually they're less likely to have alcohol dependence. And then in the last category under delusional disorder, you'll notice that every category of abuse and neglect was associated with a greater likelihood for alcohol dependence. And then for drug dependence, again, we find that neither depression nor thought disorder, if you look at those odds ratios, are significantly associated with an increased likelihood for drug dependence. And when we look over for delusional disorder, again, we find that it is associated with a higher rate of drug dependence. Now, the conclusions, this is what I really consider this a pilot study, so I would like to call these tentative conclusions. But what we can conclude from the results of this study is that it is apparent that women who have severe mental illness, this may increase the likelihood of their having an alcohol or drug dependence if they've been abused or neglected as children. And then to sum up, major depression increases the likelihood of alcohol dependence in women who've experienced severe childhood physical abuse or emotional neglect. But remember, major depression had no effect on drug dependence in women in any of the areas of neglect or abuse. Thought disorder is not associated, that symptomatology does not seem to be associated with the likelihood of alcohol or drug dependence in women who've been abused or neglected. And then delusional disorders, on the other hand, seem to be significantly related to an increased likelihood for alcohol and drug dependence in women in all categories of child abuse and neglect. Thank you very much. Thank you.